Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you are having an amazing day today. I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about Roman's birthday party, and not even related to Roman's party, but a couple of aha moments that I had reflecting on it. And I also wanted to spend some time talking about a question I got pertaining to folks who coach other people. If you are a coach in any way, whether that is a health coach, a life coach, a nutrition coach, a fitness coach, or trainer, I want to talk about both of those things. It's crazy that Roman's too. And we had an awesome time celebrating, and I rented this. I didn't realize that it was for adults, but it was. I thought it was for kids. I rented this 80-foot long, probably, I don't know, 20-foot wide bounce house obstacle course. It was huge. I really don't have good spatial relations. That has never been a strength of mine. And it was huge. We had to cut branches off of a tree for it to fit in our yard. It's crazy. It was huge. And Roman was obsessed with it. There was a climb to a big slide that was maybe 20 feet high or so, and he just crushed it. I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to climb it himself, and he did. And not only did he climb it himself, he climbed it 200 times that day. I mean, just nonstop from when it got delivered around 8 in the morning until when we took him inside for bed at 7 o'clock that night. He just was running through it, and I was too, and it felt so good because there was a time in my life where I would not have gone into an obstacle course or a bounce house obstacle course because I would have told myself I was too big. Even though that would not have been true, I would have told myself, oh, I'm too big, or I would have been in my head about what I would look like to other people. Other people are going to think I look crazy, or what if I can't get up the ladder, or what if I look stupid, or what if I look big, or what if I fall, or what if I get stuck, or, you know, I wouldn't have done it. And it just felt really great to care so much less about what other people thought and really just make the decision based on what I wanted to do and based on having the best time with my kid. That felt so good. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Before we get into it, I want to let you know what we are giving away today, because we give something away every single Saturday. Kids Mood is what we are giving away today. So this is like a little, it's all natural. It is with saffron extract. So if you ever had saffron rice, it's like what gives rice that yellow color. And there is actually a really impressive body of research around saffron for kids in hyperactivity and focus and mood management. The thing that I love about, well, I love a lot of things about kids' mood, but one of the things I love most is it's like a pixie stick delivery, which Roman is a little bit young for. I wouldn't have him pour the powder into his mouth, but I pour it on his high chair tray, and he just has so much fun eating it with his finger, like pinching it, putting it in his mouth. I take it regularly and eat it like a pixie stick. And the reason I take it regularly, not only do I need all the help I can get with mood stability, but the primary reason is I think that it's tasty and it's this nice sweet treat that isn't cookies or candy or junk. It's doing something positive for me, and I also look forward to it as a sweet treat. But I do give it to my 2-year-old, and when the twins get a little bit older, I'll give it to them as well. Roman looks forward to it. He loves it. He asks for it. I'm going to give it away today. I'll also link it up in the show description. If you're not familiar on this, actually, the supplement Kids Mood won an award around ingenuity and just like best in class for mood support for kids. If you're not familiar with the research around saffron and kids and ADHD and those sorts of things, it's really interesting. So you can check it out. All right. I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. You could win just by leaving a review of this podcast on whatever platform you listen. So I told you we had Roman's birthday party. We had so many people here. I don't know. There had to have been 50 or 60 people here, which for an introvert like me, that is a lot. And one of the questions that I get a lot, in fact, this came up big time this past week in the consistency course, is around consistency when you are socializing. So how do you not turn something like a birthday party into, oh, do whatever, drink whatever, eat whatever, do better tomorrow? One of the keys for me on Roman's birthday, but also when we were traveling in Florida and, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, same thing applies. I try to keep as much consistent as I can. Now, on a day like Roman's party, where I'm spending the morning preparing and then family starts to trickle in, I think my sister got here around like 9:30 in the morning, and then my mom was here around noon, and then the party started around 2, and the last guest didn't leave until 10. That can be challenging to keep my routine. But what I did was I made sure that I was still up at 5, brought my cup of coffee out to the treadmill, walked for an hour before the kids woke up, had a fat loss friendly breakfast. My breakfast, you guys know this, it stays the same no matter what's going on. No matter if we're traveling or there's a party or we're on vacation, it doesn't matter. That is consistent. And so I kept those things consistent, and that makes the rest of the day easier. I know that whatever happens in the rest of the day, I've started strong. I've started with some wins. I've started with habits that make me feel good. And we go from there. In terms of the like cupcakes and dessert, what I did is we did have a cake just for Roman, but we took it away from him pretty quickly and gave him a cupcake instead, because it was just, you know how those are, kind of more for show. So I gave him a cupcake, and I knew he didn't need an entire cupcake, and I also didn't need an entire cupcake. So I broke off the bottom part of the cupcake and took a little chunk of icing, and that's what I had. And then he had the majority of the icing in the top of the cupcake. So we shared, and that was awesome. And I got to enjoy it and experience it and participate in it with him, but also indulge without overindulging. Now, could I have had a whole cupcake? Yeah, absolutely. But I felt really good about the decision that I made. And that's something that I'm always looking to practice, is what would it mean? What would it look like? How can I show up and indulge without overindulging? Because the truth is, it's not indulging that's the problem. It's overindulging that's the problem. One of the things that was really one of those aha moments for me was around pictures with the kids. Now, I don't love pictures, and that's always been me. And I think part of that has been my weight. And part of it is I'm just not the, and Chris isn't either. We're not the dress up and hire a photographer and take family photos kind of, we're just more casual than that. And we're not, oh, hey, let's grab a stage photo. I don't even think that way. Chris doesn't think that way. So part of it is just our personalities, but part of it is absolutely not loving how I look and my body in this phase with, you know, postpartum weight and all. Well, is it postpartum? I guess I'm carrying it in postpartum, but the pregnancy weight. I'm not like really excited about how I look. But it was also such a great day to capture with my kids, and I don't want to shy away from those moments. And so at the end of the day, when I was looking through pictures that I took and pictures that people took of me, my sense was, I mean, not only was I grateful for the pictures, of course, even though I didn't love how I looked in them, what struck me was how important it is to acknowledge how you look, right? When I have gone through long stretches of life avoiding being in pictures, what I am avoiding is facing my reality. And I think that seeing it, facing it, whether that is looking at pictures of yourself, taking pictures of yourself, having pictures taken of you, and then looking at them instead of doing what I used to do. I used to just delete them. I used to grab somebody's phone and delete them. I'm not even kidding. Whatever it is, turning away and trying to avoid your reality is never a healthy thing. It is never going to serve you. I used to do things like, I'm not going to check my weight. I'm going to lose a little bit of weight first, and then I'll check my weight, because I didn't want to face reality. Avoiding pictures or not looking at pictures that other people took, that was not wanting to face reality. And so as I looked at these pictures, and on the one hand, grateful to have captured that memory, but on the other sort of self-improvement side of things, really wanting to practice saying, hey, what I look like here in this picture reflects what my body has been through, reflects the choices I have made and the choices that I haven't made in the last year, 2 years, 3 years. It's important to see that. And the other thing that went through my mind was, chill out. Why get worked up, stressed out, uncomfortable around your pictures or how you think people will perceive you? When I was running through the obstacle course and I'm like climbing up this ladder and there's people behind me, there were absolutely flashes of, you know, what do people think of me or my postpartum body or whatever. And the immediate response that came into my mind was like, let's not be the person who gives that any kind of energy. Just relax. I was telling, who was I telling? I think I was telling my friend and my sister, my sister's girlfriend, who's also a friend. Never know if I should refer to her as my sister's girlfriend or my friend, both. Anyway, while we were getting ready for the party, I was telling them that I ordered a bunch of bathing suits. And I'm keeping all of them. Now, I don't love the way I look in them, but they're nice bathing suits and they all kind of worked, if you will. And in so many past years, in fact, I think I was telling them that I bought a couple of two pieces. And in past years, I would just resist being in a bathing suit. And I was kind of chuckling, like, as I was telling them the story, do I think that I don't look big in clothes, but I somehow do look big in less clothes? Like, it's actually probably the other way around, right? Like, the more attempts that you make to cover yourself up, typically the bigger you look. Like, you're not hiding your shape. You're not under like a cloak where people think like, oh gosh, she must be really small under there. And I'm so grateful to embrace this notion of, I don't magically look bigger because I happen to be showing more skin or because I'm in a bathing suit. Like, it's just crazy to me that I thought for so long that I could hide my body by not wearing a bathing suit or wearing a sleeveless shirt or whatever. Hey, look, if you have big arms, they're still appearing to be big with sleeves. You know what I mean? And I'm so grateful for a more relaxed perspective that we can simultaneously want to change our bodies and also be willing to live fully in the body that we have. It's not this body positivity stuff where it's like, I don't want to change anything. No, no, I do. I absolutely want to and am in the process of changing my body. And also, I don't need to fall into this storyline of hiding my body, because there's no hiding your body unless you just stay in your house and you never go anywhere and you never socialize with people. And I'm sure there are folks who do that. If you're wearing jeans and a long sleeve shirt, or you're wearing leggings and a t-shirt, you're not hiding the shape of your body. So do whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to go in the pool, if you want to wear a tank top, if you want to wear shorts, do it. Because the only thing that's keeping you from doing it is a story in your mind that's probably not very true. You might have operated as though it was true for a long time, but that doesn't make it true. As I was running through this obstacle course, which is actually really fun, I thought that it would just be fun for the kids, but like, my mom went through and Chris's parents went through, like pretty much everybody except somebody who had hip replacement surgery. Like, we had a girl who's 6 months pregnant going through, and we had people in their 70s going through, as well as, you know, Roman was probably the youngest at 2, but everybody had so much fun with it. And there was a moment where I kind of thought to myself, I will never be as young as I am today. And my kids will never be as young as they are today. And I'm so grateful to have that mentality when they're 8 months old and 2, and I'm not having that realization when they're 10 or when they're 20. But look, even if you're listening and your kids are 10 or 20, or you don't have kids, or you're much older than I am, or you're much younger than I am, you can still be grateful to shift that perspective today. So I will absolutely be in the pool, in my new bathing suits, in my imperfect body. I mean, heck, when we were in Florida, I was in the pool with the twins, and I was on the beach with the it's important to not put off living. You can live fully and also desire change or be in the process of change, and to keep putting it off. Like, I'll do that when I have this difference in my life. You don't know that you're ever going to get there. And why wait? Life is so short. Why wait? Why wait? All right, we're going to shift a little bit here in a different direction. Someone had asked me what I recommend for people who coach others. What should they do to skill up so that they can be more effective for their clients in the role of a coach? And my answer applies, I think, whether we're talking about people who are health coaches or life coaches or fitness coaches, fitness trainers. If you work with anybody, you could be like a sales mentor. You could be a business coach. It really doesn't matter at all. My sense is this. Most folks who are doing that work, coaching other people in any capacity, they're focused on the easy part, which is giving people information. And so they read books or they go to workshops where they get information so that they now have more to impart in the way of this is the most effective workout, or more to impart in nutrition education or business tactics. But that is a dime a dozen, because your clients are also capable of gaining that information. What makes you valuable as a coach is your ability to help people overcome their mental and emotional barriers. I want to say this again, because this is so huge. Coaches are a dime a dozen, right? Everybody out there can or will or has claimed to be a coach, and they're looking to monetize that, and cool, whatever. It's just an accessible line of work right now. Very low barrier to entry. And they think that their value as a coach comes from information, how much they know. I know so much about nutrition. I know so much about macros. I know so much about fitness. I know so much about marketing. That's not where your value as a coach comes from, because information is so easily accessible. Sure, people want to learn from somebody, but that's not what's going to keep them with you and get them referring people to you. It's not going to make you stand out. What will make you stand out is your ability and your ever-increasing ability to help people get out of their own way. They probably already know a ton of stuff before they ever started working with you that they're not implementing. So how is it going to be different? How are they going to follow through with what you say? Just because you said it? Probably not. What you need to become excellent at, whether you are a business coach or you're in network marketing or you are a health coach or a life coach or personal trainer, you have to get excellent at helping people, giving them tools and resources to overcome their excuses. So the way that I do that is primarily inside the consistency course, because after working with clients for a decade, I realized the skill lacking is consistency, and nobody is teaching how to become consistent, which means how to navigate those moments when you say you're too tired or you're too overwhelmed or you just don't care, or you're not in the mood, or you'll start tomorrow. What is the skill set to overcome that? If you aren't excellent at that as a coach, you are limited in your value. So maybe you need to go through the consistency course to add that arsenal of tools to your own toolbox and be better able to support your clients in that. But the big mistake that I see people making, and this isn't just coaches, clients make this mistake all the time, is they focus on the information side of things. Look, if all we needed was more information, everybody would be wealthy and in thriving relationships and fit as hell. But we know that is not the case. And the reason that is not the case is that most people do not have this skill set of consistency. If I were starting out as a coach, I would want to become expert in helping people get out of their own way, which is the art of creating consistency, the skill of becoming consistency or becoming consistent. And I would pour every resource I had into developing that skill set and then figuring out how to teach it to other people. So there are many ways to go about that. The consistency course is certainly one of them, but you have to be investing in your own ability to be consistent, your own tools for consistency, your own understanding of the different paths that people need to navigate in their lives to become consistent. That's where your value is. Your value is not in the information you give to other people. The other thing as a coach about investing in your own growth is that it's a business expense, right? Like, it's a business expense. And if you're making money as a coach, you need those business expenses to reduce your tax exposure. Plus, you just can't expect other people to invest in their own growth while you don't invest in your own growth. I mean, it just isn't going to work, right? So that is what I would focus on. That is what I would become excellent at if I were just starting out. Last thing I want to talk about is the Dagny Foundation. So this weekend we were with so many of our friends and family for Roman's birthday party, and a lot of people didn't realize that the 5K is virtual, meaning you can participate from anywhere. And a lot of people didn't realize that you don't have to walk or run or move at all. We set up this virtual 5K because one of the things that really helped me after Dagny died was walking. And so initially when it started, it was this notion of walk with me. Wherever you are in the world, just walk beside me. And we see ourselves as, and the foundation, as walking beside other families who are navigating infant crisis and infant loss. So it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter if you don't walk or run or bike or swim. It doesn't matter. You can still support the foundation. And if 10% of the people who listen to this episode support in some way, it would just be life-changing for the families that we come across as the Dagny Foundation. So you can go to thedagnyfoundation.org, the Dagny, D-A-G-N-Y, thedagnyfoundation.org. There is no E in Dagny, thedagnyfoundation.org, D-A-G-N-Y. I'll link it up in the show description. But again, if we're approaching our annual fundraiser, which is why you're hearing me talk about it a lot more than I normally do, if 10% of people support the foundation, whether that's $5 or $10 or $100 or $10,000, whatever you feel moved to do in terms of support, it would make a really huge difference in our ability to support families who are going through the unthinkable. And that's a real passion of ours. So thedagnyfoundation.org. We're really grateful for your support. And let me tell you who is winning Kids Mood today. Kelster725, K-E-L-S-T-E-R 725. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of this episode airing, tell me you were the winner for 1088. Include your mailing address and I will get it out to you. I'll also link it up in the show description. Everybody have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon.